Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making at School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making at School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today's topic is teaching youth financial literacy. So how early should we discuss with kids the importance of understanding money management? To answer this question, we are going to highlight one of our partners, the Alliance Financial Ministries, a nonprofit company that promotes financial literacy. To provide us with more information about the program is Lonnie R. Matthews, the Chairman and Executive Director of Alliance Financial Ministries. Lonnie is a financial author who has degrees in finance and accounting. He is a financial analyst and is an authority on personal finance and the process of getting out of debt. In 2002, Lonnie co-founded Alliance Financial Ministries, a nonprofit financial literacy company. The goals of this company is to provide individuals with the education and tools necessary to make sound financial decisions. Alliance Financial provides seminars, motivational tapes, and motivational materials and workshops nationally.
My name is Lonnie Matthews. I'm the director of Alliance Financial Ministries, and what we do is we promote financial literacy. That's our mission. I've been doing this the organization's been around since 2002, and it was started by me because of some financial problems that my wife and I were going through. We both grew up, not having a lot of money and not having access to money. And so once we got out of college, started making money, we didn't do the right thing with it initially. You started to buy stuff you couldn't afford, and obviously, honestly, stuff you just didn't need. But, because you had the money to buy it, you just did it, and kind of got us in a bad situation. And I just kind of realized it's not how it's supposed to be. And the ironic thing is I was a financial advisor before that, and I've been in the financial services industry, almost 30 years now. So this is just more of what I like to do. The organization, we have several programs. We have adult programs where we do webinars, we do seminars, we partner with organizations who want to bring in some financial literacy to their organization. A lot of times we work with a lot of churches and things like that. And so that was our initial focus. Then in 2012, we started to do youth programs. I just realized that there was just a great need for youth, because I was talking to some students at my church and they were asking questions like, W-2s and what is that? And, what's the difference between a associate degree and bachelor's degree? They just had no basic knowledge of things. And so we started offering youth programs. We have after school programs now that we use for fifth grade and sixth grade. We have money simulations where we'll go in and do a simulation. We also have what we call Money Live, but that was geared more toward high school students. That's kind of like the game of life. So we'll bring them in, we'll give them a profile saying that, hey, you're 25, 26 years old, you and your spouse bring home, $6,000 a month after taxes. And then they have to go around the room buying houses, buying cars, going to the grocery store. And some of them have kids as part of the simulation, so they have to pay for daycare. And they realize that $6,000 goes away very quick when you're trying to run a household. So that's our Money Live simulation that we do once a year. And then we also have this new program called the Next Step, where I want to create what's called a Next Step Academy, where it's just a series of videos for students to go and learn. We offer Next Step summer camps, which is a week-long camp for high school students. And we talk about things like buying cars, car buying 101. They really have no idea what it takes to buy a car, and not only buy it, but to maintain it. We do apartment hunting. We show them, what it takes to get an apartment and what it takes to stay in one. We talk about banking. We talk about credit reports. Just budgeting and the fact that you have to save money regularly. So those are all of our programs that we currently do.
As I stated earlier, I really want to commend you for actually doing this. I think sometimes, especially for young people, they look at money and they equate it to material things and not necessarily the cost of living. Young people really don't understand credit because, technically at a younger age, they can't get it anyway. Don't understand interest. And so I think doing these simulations, doing these workshops and camps and things like that, at least gives them, surface level knowledge on what to expect once they finish school and enter the workforce. So I definitely want to commend you for the work that you're doing. 2020, 2021 has been a very different year. So despite all of the obstacles, what were some of the things that you were able to accomplish and continue to provide the services?
The greatest accomplishment I feel like we've done is making the transition from the traditional face-to-face to offering more virtual stuff. And honestly, the virtual, we've been able to reach a broader audience. Like, we just did a spring break camp for high school students, and we had at least 75 students a day on for each one of those five lessons that we did. And a lot of them was the same 75, but then we had some that just didn't come back and some of the new ones as well. So that to me is probably one of the biggest things we've been able to accomplish, just getting more, having a greater impact in the community, because we've hosted those classes, the same camp as a 2-day class, maybe at ACC or something. And we were limited, maybe 20 kids would show up, which is, fine, it's a great number. But now that we're able to get 75 a day, that's just been our biggest accomplishment, is making that transition.
Yeah, I think, when we look back and hopefully whatever our new normal is going to be, and we have, the virus under somewhat of a control, I think, in regards to business, in regards to reaching more people, I think that's one of the positive outcomes. Mm-hmm. Like you said, a workshop, even if you do it live in person, you can also still have that virtual platform to where you can reach so many other people that for whatever particular reason can't get there in person. So that definitely has been a silver lining during the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You've touched on this a little bit earlier, but why is it important to have financial literacy and after school programs available for, kids as well as their parents? And how does this benefit the school as a whole?
Number one, it's important because the sooner people can get exposed to this, I think the better off they will be financially as adults. I mean, think about the mistakes you've made with money, especially in your early ages, in your 20s, right? And you're like, if somebody had just told me, would I have listened? I don't know. I mean, but I wouldn't feel like at this point, I would have been available and open to this information personally. But so I just feel like it's important that we introduce financial literacy as soon as possible to these students. And I get it, schools don't have a lot of time to, teach this stuff because they got other things that they have to teach. Parents, for whatever reason, don't do it. And maybe because they just don't know themselves and probably struggling financially and don't want to admit that. I don't know. And so how do you teach something you don't know, right? So I just feel like there is a great need, greater need than we think there is when it comes to financial literacy. And so I'm a proponent of just trying to get this information out as soon as possible to the students. And so the schools benefit by having a program like ours where they don't have to, necessarily try to teach it. They can stick to what their focus is and then allow us to come in and bring this extra bonus benefit, I guess.
We're at this point in history where we talk a lot about equity and social justice and those types of things. And I think, as you mentioned, understanding purchasing power, understanding financing and budgeting, even with the stimulus checks. I saw some commercials that you can use your stimulus check to buy furniture, as opposed to taking care of what your basic needs are. So I think, providing those information to young people in hand with their parents, kind of makes it somewhat equitable in terms of how families, across the racial spectrum understand budgeting. Mm-hmm. What are your hopes in the future in regards to after school, in regards to the services you provide? How do you envision your programs, growing in the future? And also, if they were to expand after school services, would you be able to expand your service offering as well?
Well, I've got a couple of initiatives that I'm definitely working towards as far as the future is concerned. I wanted to take my Next Step Academy that we offer, which, like I said, it's a series of five classes right now, I feel like those are the five core classes, but we definitely want to add to those to offer more classes. And then I want to take that to a online platform where you don't have to necessarily come to a class. The class would be a nice bonus, but just a series of short videos where we can explain things like how the taxes work, what are taxes, like for, and it would be designed for that, I guess, high school through 25-year-old, you know, high school age through 25-year-old, where you're still kind of in life, you don't know everything, like you get your first job, you're filling out your W-4, you don't know what that is. You don't know what your W-2 is until after you get it, and you don't even, and you don't even understand how that impacts your taxes by what you put on the W-4. So just having a resource where anybody, quite honestly, but, you know, really targeting that age group, could just log on. It's kind of like the Khan Academy, but it would be the Next Step Academy, where, like, I want to learn about, you know, life stuff, how life insurance, like, what's the difference between term and whole life, and why should I have it, you know, that kind of stuff. So that part we do look to expand. We want to take our after school program for the youth, the younger ages, and make, again, more videos for them to be able to just use in the classroom as a supplement to what they're doing, even if we're not there to do it. So that's kind of where I see us going in the future, and offering more virtual programs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a resource like that could be available. I mean, I remember when I got my very first real job, you go talk to the HR people, they start talking about benefits, they start talking about insurance, and I had no clue, you know. And part of your pride is you don't want to come across like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
Right, exactly. Like, should I even get long-term disability, or should I get short-term? And, like, it's costing $12 a month, but, exactly. You know, when you first job, you don't want to give your whole check away, but then at the same time, it's like, bro, you know, you might want to look at least the short term in case you end up in an accident or something, you know.
Right.
But you don't know.
You don't know. I mean, I remember I had, I didn't understand anything about deductibles, you know, went to go get my annual checkup, and the doctor was telling me I owed this much money, and I'm like, I thought I had insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the copay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I would like Next Step Academy to do, is to be able to just offer that information to people kind of as a, hey, and that way you don't have to feel bad, you know, about not knowing, like, well, let me just go over here and see if they got anything on here about, you know, deductibles and how that works.
Exactly.
Between what is comprehensive and collision part of the policy, you know, and full coverage, you know.
Exactly. Those hidden messages, hidden languages that you just don't understand unless somebody can clearly explain it to you. So, that would be awesome to see in the future. Do you have any final comments, shout outs, thank yous that you want to relay?
Well, I definitely want to thank the Harris County Department of Ed, not because you're part of them and all of that, and we're having this video, but I really do want to thank the folks over there for, you know, providing nonprofits like us who, you know, aren't necessarily huge, but we do great work at the grassroots level. And so by them, you know, funding us and just connecting us with the schools and things like that, definitely want to say that. I want to shout out to my support staff that we have, you know, volunteers, we have, you know, contractors that work with, and wouldn't be able to do the work that we do without them. So those are the two people I would just like to do big thank you to.
All right, Lonnie. Well, you know, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be our guest on our Making After School Cool podcast. Look forward to working with you in the future, and also for us continuing to learning, you know, best ways in which we could work with kids in order to inform them with some real world skills and knowledges that will help them in the future.
Absolutely.
Making After School Cool.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast, where our topic was teaching youth financial literacy. I want to thank our guest, Lonnie Matthews, co-founder of the Alliance Financial Ministries. Please join us for future broadcasts as we continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.